The mind of a child is receptive. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The mind of a child is receptive. How many times have we carelessly said things to a child and indicated that we were upset with them, and we didn't really know what was wrong? We didn't really know what we were upset with. We were just frustrated. And in our frustration and being upset, we cast that upon them. How many times have we done that? It's not so many times as we've done it to a child, but how many times have we done it to ourselves? How many times have we said to ourselves that we wanted to know what was going on? We wanted to know what is happening. We wanted to know what is going on in the life of the individual, including ourselves. And we really don't know. We really have no idea what's going on in our thought. And the reason we don't have any idea what's going on in our thought is we haven't stopped to think about it. We haven't stopped to meditate on what it is we're even concerned about. Being concerned about what goes on in the receptivity of a child's mind is the same as what goes on in the receptivity of an adult's mind. An adult has the opportunity and the possibility of having a jillion thoughts go through our mind every moment of our day. And we think, how can that be so many thoughts going through our mind every day? Well, we do. We do. And the telling point is that they are fleeting thoughts. They just come for an instant and then they pass on. And we have a feeling from them. We have a sensitivity from them that they are trying to tell us something. We have a sensitivity from the thoughts that are passing through our mind that we are attempting to be aware of some sort of a condition that's going on in our world. And really, all that the fleeting thoughts are that come into our mind are the infinity of ideas that are everywhere present, and everywhere present in us and in everyone else. They're in a child and they're in an adult. Now, a child is not so distressed by this large number of thoughts that are cruising through its mind, because a child selects a thought and dwells on it. A child selects a thought and works on it. A child selects whatever thought pleases it and gives it his attention. And while he's giving it his attention, he is one-pointed and he is at peace. And he is doing just fine. And then the adult comes along and says, hey, think what I'm thinking. Here's my thought. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to clean up your room. I want you to put your clothes away. I want you to clean up the yard. I want you to go out and do this. I want you to go to the store for me. I want you to do these things. And the child says, well, all right, you certainly have a very busy mind. And I really don't want to have a very busy mind. I want to have a mind that is accomplishing something, a mind that is thinking about one thing. I want to be one-pointed. And the child is saying this long before we ever realize that we should be saying it, forget that we should be saying it, and then remember again that we really should be one-pointed. This passing phase in our life is something that we have allowed to drift away. We've allowed to drift the idea that we should be one-pointed in our mind from our mind. Now, children are very receptive. They will take a one-pointed idea, and they will dwell on it, and they will come up with some very interesting concepts about it. And then we will be talking to them, and we will be saying, weren't you listening to me? I was trying to give you some other ideas. I was trying to... And so instantly the child changes its one-pointed receptivity to whatever the new ideas that we are giving it. We are doing this to ourselves, too. We're doing this to our world. We're doing this to all of life. We are making it all a lot of confusion. And we're making it confusion because we haven't learned to, well, we haven't remembered to be one-pointed. We know how. We know how to be one-pointed very well, but we haven't put our attention on it, and we haven't put our thought on it, and realized that truly, as a child is one-pointed, we should be one-pointed. Now, you say, well, if you're one-pointed, you cannot be learning a lot of things at once. You go to school, and you have five or six classes, and you're going to all these classes, and you're learning things. That's right. You go to school, and you have all these classes, but each class is a separate class. In geography, you're not learning about arithmetic. And in arithmetic, you're not learning about social studies. And in social studies, you're not learning about poetry. You're not learning about all these things. You're learning in each class its unique expression of itself. And this is how a child is so unique. We could learn to be unique also. And as we learn to be unique, we will be effective in our thinking and effective in our accomplishments, just like a child is effective in its one-pointed accomplishment. Do you want to have healing in your life? Be one-pointed about it. Be one-pointed that you are healed. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness right now. I am whole and perfect right now. You want to be successful in your business. So how? You want to be successful with your customers, with your clients. You want to be successful with your associates. You want to be successful with your product. You want to be successful. What? You want to be. You see, there's so many aspects. So, I am a successful person. And when I say I am a successful person, I'm boiling it down to me. And so everything I do brings about success in my life. I have a happy attitude. I am using my intelligence. I'm using the genius in me. I'm doing everything in a beautiful, positive way, and great things are resulting. A little child playing in the play box, he'll be working on his sand, and he'll be building a city, and he'll be building roads, and he's one-pointed about it. A boy learning to ride the bike, he has all of his attention on riding the bike. He hasn't got his attention on falling down. If he does, he's going to fall. He doesn't have his attention of running into anybody. If he does, he'll run into somebody. If he has his attention fully on riding the bike and putting his feet on the pedals properly, and maybe somebody holding the bike up while he's getting the first things going, and then after a bit, he gains confidence, and after a bit, he's riding perfectly because he is the ideal bike rider. Now, these things happen because he learned to be one-pointed on each thing that he did as he went along. And as he was one-pointed, he accomplished it. As you and I are one-pointed, we accomplish it. As every child is one-pointed, they accomplish so greatly. Why is it that children learn so beautifully in their early years? They learn many languages, for instance, because they don't think it's difficult. They don't think it's unusual. They think, okay, we're talking French. Okay, we're talking, and they don't think they're talking French. We're talking that language. We're talking that language. They don't even give it a name. They just talk the language that's being talked around them. And they learn it and pick it up quickly. And before you know it, they're talking French and German and English and Latin and everything else under the sun they want. And the more they have, the more wonderful and exciting life is. This is true for all of us. Children alone are not receptive. All of us are receptive. When we are one-pointed, on whatever it is that we want to put into our consciousness, into our life, into our world, into our experience. It's up to us. And we can do it. And children do it so easily when we don't frustrate them, confuse them, and take away their one-pointedness. If we could learn to work with a child and help a child to realize how quickly they learn when they are one-pointed, no distractions, no distractions. And when that happens, magic happens in the life of the child, in the life of you, in the life of everyone. And it is exciting and truly amazing and truly wonderful. What's good for the children is good for us. What's good for everyone is good for you. Have a glorious day and know that my love, my unconditional love, surrounds me and you and all the world forever and ever and ever.